The Academy Award of Merit, more commonly known as the Oscar statuette, has been awarded by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences since 1929. The statue was designed by MGM art director Cedric Gibbons and created in 3D form by sculptor George Stanley. The statuette is of a knight holding a sword on top of a reel of film. Each spoke in the film reel represents the original five branches of the Academy: producers, directors, writers, actors, and technicians. The statue stands at 13.5 inches tall with a diameter of 5 1/4 inches and weighs 8.5 pounds. But where do these beautiful gold statues come from? They are created here at R.S. Owens in Chicago. Each year, R.S. Owens produces 50 to 60 of these handcrafted statues for the Oscar ceremony. The Oscar first takes shape in the casting process. First, the mold of the Oscar statue is constructed. Then, the 960-degree molten Britannia metal is poured. And in just moments, the metal solidifies. The stem is cut, and all rough seams are sanded before moving on to the polishing stage. Each statue is carefully hand-polished to a bright mirror finish, ensuring that all of Oscar's features stay intact. And then it's on to the electroplating. Electroplating involves the statue being hand-dipped into four electroplating metal solutions. First, the Oscar is plated with copper to prevent corrosion. Second, it will be dipped into a nickel solution to improve the adhesive qualities of the surface. Silver becomes the third layer, creating a bright, shiny base for the final solution, the 24-karat gold. Meanwhile, the base is being spun from a raw brass material and polished and plated with black nickel. Once this base has taken shape, a small plate is affixed to identify the statue as an official Academy Award. When Oscar's plating is finished, he receives a unique identification number and is ready for the final process. Oscar is carefully mounted on the base, and a circular felt pad is placed on the bottom. Then, Oscar is placed inside custom packing material to ensure that he arrives to the ceremony unharmed. There is one final touch before Oscar is finished, and that's the personal engraved tag identifying the winner. But we'll have to wait until the Oscar ceremony to find out whose name will be on this Oscar.